Very good morning to you. It's Morning Magazine, and I have with me on the phone is the former district commissioner for the Caboolture region, Brady. Police Remembrance Day today. Very important day in the calendar. I'd like to welcome you to the microphone, by the way, Mick. What is police remembrance? What's the reason that sparked it all off many years ago?
Well, and thank you for having me on the program, Shane. Yeah, look, the 29th of September, a really important day on the policing calendar that we have. And really, it's a significant day for police throughout Australia, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Samoa and the Solomon Islands, because it's the day where police get to pause and honour all of those officers who have lost their lives whilst performing their duty as a police officer. So yeah, very, very important day. And of course, the 29th of September, it was chosen because it's actually the feast day for St. Michael the Archangel. And of course, St. Michael is recognised by, you know, the Christian faith, Jewish faith, Olympic faith. So it appeals to everyone. And that was decided back by our police commissioners back in about 1989, or 88 actually. The first service was held in 1989. It's a day that we hold very, very close to our hearts here in the policing world.
It's a very big day and really involves not just the police officers, but the community too has a part to play. As we saw with the involvement in the police memorial at the brand new police station. Well, it's not new now. It's been around for a while, but certainly when it was built, we got a police memorial there, which I saw being unfolded. I was there on the day. It was a great tear-jerking day. It was a wonderful day. What does it mean for you and other police for the community to be involved?
The community, policing is all about the community. There's no doubt about it. And I guess it just showed you how strong it was, particularly around the Caboolture area. That memorial outside the Caboolture police station was designed, built and paid for by the community. You know, we held a number of fundraising events to get the funds to do that. We held a public design, which was won by Jeremy Woodbridge. He won that design for the centrepiece. And as a matter of fact, if you drive past there tonight, you'll see that centrepiece well and truly lit up in commemoration of Police Remembrance Day for today. So yeah, very, very much not only families, police, friends, community, is what holds us all together.
And the final question I have for you today is, well, there are going to be events today, obviously. Whereabouts are they going to be held, and how important is it for the community to attend them as well?
The community are always not only invited, but welcome to any of our services. And for the Moreton Police District, it's being held at the Holy Cross Catholic Church on Anzac Avenue there at Kippering. Starts at 2 o'clock. So, all are very, very welcome.
We do appreciate and thank you. Mick Brady, former district commissioner and, of course, a district officer and also an APM as well. Got to remember that as well. Thank you very much for being part of Morning Magazine this morning, sir.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Thoroughly enjoy it. See you later.
This is Moreton Bay's home of Morning Magazine 101.5. Stick around. Here's some music.